Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Walter Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R. I'm from Franconia, New Hampshire. I wasn't planning on getting up and making a comment here tonight, but I feel like somebody has to get up and say this. I'm reacting to a statement made by Mr. Quinlan earlier this evening. Mr. Quinlan stated several times that, quote, New Hampshire residents are not being asked to bear any of the costs of this project. This is one of the most outrageous and incredibly insensitive statements I've heard so far in this proceeding. New Hampshire residents are being asked to bear the brunt of the costs of this project in terms of major visual impacts, loss of property values, damage to the tourist economy, crushed dreams, and ruined lifestyles. That's why we're all here protesting this project and have been doing so for the last 5 years. Northern Pass brings out so-called experts who assert that the visual impacts, property value impacts, tourism impacts will somehow all be negligible of this project. But New Hampshire residents know that this is ridiculous. We've already heard many testimonies here tonight of people here in New Hampshire who are already experiencing negative economic and other impacts just from the threat of Northern Pass. How much more so once Northern Pass, if Northern Pass were to be built? Your experts are like performing magicians. They pull a little bit of misdirection based on dubious studies, and presto, somehow serious impacts of the project seem to magically disappear. But we all know that it's just a trick. You can't make the very real and serious negative impacts of this project just disappear by waving your hands at them. If you really are so eager to make the impacts disappear, why not try listening to the will of the residents of New Hampshire and propose to bury the transmission line along transmission or along interstate corridors, or not build it at all? Mr. Quinlan, I'm afraid your statement that New Hampshire residents are not being asked to bear any costs of the project reveals how little you think of New Hampshire residents and of the real cost of this project. Northern Pass would externalize all of the serious visual, property value, and economic costs, so you don't even recognize that these costs exist. To us, these costs mean everything to our way of life, to our quality of life, to our lifestyles. So please, Mr. Quinlan, I ask that you be good enough not to make that statement in future meetings like this. You are asking us to bear onerous and massive costs, and you would do well to acknowledge that. The only way New Hampshire residents will not bear any costs of this project is if the project is not permitted and not built as proposed. Thank you.